nothing. I think it's 99.2. I think that's not considered fever. I mean, it's maybe
99.2% nothing.
What, 99.2 is nothing, yeah.
I said it's 99.2% nothing.
What do you mean?
It means that, there's only a 0.008% chance of it being something.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
Shimon, I don't know what Shimon's doing. He's listening to a Shabbos Kol Drasha. Okay.
Today's Shabbos Kol
Drasha.
Are you there?
They postponed it until Sukkot.
All of a sudden, the Balabatim have to go to the Shabbos Kol Drasha. Since when did the Balabatim go to Shabbos Kol Drasha? They always tell the rabbi.
When they get their best sleep.
Okay, let's learn.
When I think the Rav says good, I gotta listen to something.
They're streaming him live, Rabbi Yom Ko, no?
No,
maybe.
What?
Maybe we could bend the rules a bit. Maybe we could find some heather that someone can give a drasha on online or.
Chas v'shalom. No, chas v'shalom. Okay, let's learn. Rabbi said, let's look at Avchav Gimel. Okay, let's learn. Okay, Rabbi said, hear me?
That was shalom.
Ephraim, where's your bed?
My bed? I sleep on the floor.
What room are you in?
I sleep on the floor.
What room are you in?
I can't tell you where I am.
Plunger in the back.
That's the most important thing in the whole house.
Absolutely.
Lezois yisvalel kol chosid le'es mitzoy. Zoy, plunger. The Gemara says two things. Zo isha and zoy besakise. Zoy besakise. So when in modern times, more important than a base akise is a plunger.
Yeah, back then there was no indoor plunger.
Okay, Rabbi said, let's learn. Rabbi said, can we learn? Let's learn. Adav Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We're Adav Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Okay, you ready? Shimon, you want to mute yourself? Or I have to mute you. Shimon, I hear some background noise over there.
Amid Aleph Gimel.
What? Oh, look at that. You got a picture of him. Look at that. He's such a pretty boy. Rav Shaul Zev, you're missing out on all these pictures. The one that's really missing out is Lehman. Where's Lehman? He's playing hooky. Lehman. He's playing hooky.
No, it could be. You know, but I don't have to tell you. You know, it could be he's taking care of his wife. He's attending to his wife. Because, you know, his wife went for a major deal, you know.
Maybe the other way around. Maybe the wife is taking care of him.
He writes, he's listening.
Maybe his wife. Oh, he's listening. He heard you say that.
Okay, I didn't say anything wrong.
No, he said good. You said good. Let's learn. Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We had 10 lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Asara Miyodea. Asara ani yodeya. Amar avchuna chotzer shirsh lo beis psachim. A courtyard that has two entrances.
Tzricha shtei. I'm sorry. Could you talk a bit closer to the phone? You sound like you're on a speaker or something.
Okay, let's make it closer.
Sorry.
Shimon, you can see me better now. You can hear me better now?
Oh, now it's better.
Oh.
Now it's better, Shimon.
I gotta plug in a microphone. Okay. All right, they have a microphone jack on this thing over here. They talk do. Maybe I should try that one day. All right, another day. There's always new technology available to try out. Next, Vaita. Okay, Rabbi Shaul Lehman, hope he hears me well. I have over here, I have a special device, you see? This is just for him. Vaita. Okay, let's go. Let's learn. Amar Rav Huna, Chatzer, Sheyeshua Beis Pesachim Chatzer, which has two Pesachim, Tzricha Shtei Neiros. A courtyard which has two entrances requires two Neiros. Shtei Neiros. Rav the Amar Rava, Loi Amarin, Elam Shtei Ruchais. The only time it needs two Neiros, only when the two entrances are on two sides of the building. Avo. Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. So we got up to yesterday. You told me you wanted to stop here. Yesterday we got up to, you told me you want to stop and we got up to this. Amar Afun, 10 lines from the bottom. Masechta Shabbos. You learning about the Masechta in front of you? Or Masechta in front of you? No, Bema Malikim. Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. 10 lines from the... Yeah, I just said that. Didn't I just say that? Amar Rav Huna, Chotzer, Sheyesh Lo Beis Pesachim, has two openings. Tzricha Shtei Neros, two Chanukah lichts on both, by both entrances. The makom of the Chanukah candle is mipesach beisim l'lachutz. The amarava lo yamarin elam b'shtei ruchas. It's only when the two entrances on the two sides, two different sides of the building. But avol meruach achas lo tzarich. You do not need to have two. One is sufficient. Frek the Gemara. My timer. Why does a person need to have two Chanukah candles on two entrances? Ilein mishum chashod. We now begin the sugi of chshad. Okay, a big sugi in shas. Chshad, suspicion. Someone will suspect that you do not light Chanukah candles. Chshad is not a good thing. How, why not? V'hiyisem is a gzeres hakosef. V'hiyisem nikiyim me Hashem u'miyisrael. It's a din d'oraisa. Chshad is a din d'oraisa. A person has to be naki me Hashem u'miyisrael. It's a din d'oraisa. It's not a matter of what you want. Person can say, I don't care. So let them say, let the oilam talk. Let the oilam talk. Let them say whatever they want to go say. You're not allowed to do that. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'hiyisem nikiyim me Hashem u'miyisrael. The Torah does not allow a yid to allow himself to be under suspicion. It's a mitzvah. You don't have a choice. It's like getting married. It's a mitzvah. You don't have a choice. You just find any person in the street. You pick them up. It doesn't make a difference who they are. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Chashad d'man. Whom are we concerned about?
By the way, could I ask you? I don't think it's a klutz kasha. The Gemara, every word is measured.
Yeah.
No extra word. So how come the Gemara? Do you think maybe it's a deeper meaning, or maybe the Gemara is talking in our language? That it says stay. When was Rav Huna applying? If it's from two sides, but from one side not. But why is it necessary for the Gemara to say that from one side? Of course not. It's self understood. The whole thing is because of chashad. It's self explanatory. It's self understood that on one side you don't need.
Let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. We'll see. It's a good question. Let's read the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara says. My time. Ilei mishum chashada. What's the lomdus? If it's mishum chashad, chashada deman. Whom are you? Who's going to say bad things? Whom are you protecting yourself from? Ilema chashad alma. You're concerned about the world, the ganze Welt. You're concerned people that are going down the highway. Someone is going down the interstate. They're going to see a home. And they're not going to see a Chanukah ner in the home. Then afilu beruach achas nami liboy. If that's the case, and even if the two psachim are on the same side of the road, the same side of the house, you should be required to put a ner Chanukah on both entrances because the person that's driving down the interstate does not know that it's one bias. He may think that it's a two-family house. So what will you answer? That's not necessary because people live in the... We're not worried about the people on the interstate. We're worried about the people that live in the city. People that live in the city, they have dealings with you. So they know that it's a one-family home. They know that the zoning laws in this neighbor do not permit there to be two-family homes. So therefore, why? So therefore, there is no chashad on... That is why... There's no chashad on one side of the street, but by the same lomdus, there's no chashad on two sides of the street. And for the Gemara, it's because of chashad, the bnei masa of the city, local chashad. Oh, if that's the case, so the question is, so just like there's no chashad on the same side of the street, there is no chashad on two sides of the street. No. In the city, not everyone travels down every street. And therefore, maybe a person will walk down one street and your home, it spans two streets and will not see a mezuzah and will suspect that you're not nizar in the midst of halakas ner Chanukah, even though the truth is on the other side of the street, the other entrance to your home, on the other side of the street, you do have a mezuzah. He's not going to take the effort to go to the other side of the street to go see exactly where that you do have a mezuzah. The Amri, the person will make a mistake and say, hey, he's just like the B'chol Pischa lo yalik, B'chach Pischa, Nami lo yalik. Fine. Well, that's the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara's maskana, the Gemara over here has told us...
Why would they think that?
Human nature. It's human nature. It's human. It's human nature to make assumptions.
Sorry.
And you're not allowed, who says the din is upon the person, upon you, upon yourself? The mitzvah of chashad is you have to protect yourself. No matter what, that's how it is. We learn over here, Mordecai Yisoy. Again, this Gemara is discussing a very powerful topic. Chashad. And the Gemara is teaching us that you say that Chashad, we're not concerned about the Velt. The Gemara's maskan is there is no, the laws of Chashad, there's a Shulchan Aruch to Chashad. We're not concerned about the big wide world, the big wide web. We're not concerned. Chashad only demands that you behave yourself to avoid suspicion locally. It's a very important Yisoid. Okay, it's a very important Yisoid. Chashad is not, you don't have to worry about the ganze Welt. Just worry about the neighbors. That's it. V'zehu. Now the problem is today we live in a world where many want to say is we live in a global village. Because of technology, because of social media, because of the ability to travel, that the whole world today is a global village. So everything today, if you're an Orthodox Jew, you're already called B'nai Masa. You hear the Lamedus? You hear the Lamedus? Shlomi, what are you eating? Eating food? You're not allowed to eat during the Shir. I told you, in the Shir, there's also to eat. How do you know that we're chayiv, that there is such a principle of Chashad, the Tanya? It's a very important halacha, Amar Rishimin, B'shvil arbo devadim Amar Taru l'anich peya b'saif sadeyu. There are four reasons why the Torah said that the peah that you give in the field should be at the edge of the field. In other words, you have a mitzvah to leave over part of your crop for the poor people. Maybe you would think you can give the middle of the field, the beginning of the field. Maybe give it this section of the field. The Torah says no. The location where you give peah is universal. It's at the end of the field, the last part of the field that you harvest. There are four reasons why the Torah said you have to do at the end of the field. What are the four reasons? A woman named Gezel Anim. Because Gezel. What do you mean Gezel? Because if you are permitted to give payah, even in the middle of the field, what's going to happen is you're going to be harvesting your field and you're going to call up your neighbor or going to call up your relative and say, guess what? I want to give you the payah. Come quickly. And then when you're harvesting, let's say, the middle of the field, you give him here, take this section of the field for yourself. The Aniyim don't know that. The Aniyim, then you finish off harvesting the remainder of the field. And when the poor person says to the landowner, where is the payah? The landowner will say, I already gave it to this poor person. He'll call him up. And he will say, yeah, I got it. So the poor man said, it's not fair. Because payah is something that it's on a first-come, first-served basis. You have no right to go and give payah to the oni of your choice. And if you give the payah to the oni of your choice, in essence, you have stolen the payah that we would have received. If you would not give it to the oni of your choice, it's not likely he would be present when you get to the end of the field. And then we would get the payah. So by you giving the payah prematurely, or whatever you want to go give, we do not have the ability to estimate when you will be up to harvesting the end of the field where we can come in and take the payah for ourselves. So therefore the Torah said, you know what? I want you to give payah at the end of the field. That allows any observer to make a calculation when he sees that the Baal HaBayis is beginning to harvest. So you make a calculation. It takes X amount of days to harvest this amount of crop. So according to our evaluation, he will be up to the end of the field by Thursday morning. So we will arrange, we will put into our schedule to be here Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, because that's when the Zman Pei is.
Are there four corners of a field?
No, so are there four corners? But no, it means the end of the harvest. There, you give it in the corner, it's yes, the corner, but it's not just any corner. It's the corner which you finish the harvest off with. And this allows, I don't know all the exact details, Shlomi, but this allows a poor person to make an evaluation as to when is the moment when it's expected for the Baal HaBayis to conclude the harvest. And the Ani will arrive at precisely that moment to chap the payah . If the halacha would be that you can give a payah whenever you want, give whenever you want, then no person can make an evaluation of when the Zman Peah will be, and that will allow the Baal HaBayis to decide on his own who he wants to give the Peah to. He'll call up his favorite poor person and tell them to show up and give it to them, and that is not the correct thing to do. Vayter. B'shvabar d'var ma'amutar l'hodich 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 l'hod You're going to waste their time. If they are so dead, they're going to linger. They're going to loiter around your field the whole day because they'll say to themselves, any moment, they'll give away the payah. This way, if you give payah at the very, very end of the process, the poor people will make a calculation as to when is a logical time when the men will finish the harvest, and they'll only show up on the field at that precise moment. You will not waste their time. Number three, Ramea Chashat. Oh, Chashat. That's what we need now. Gemara. The reason why it says the end of the field, because maybe the Balabai, the Ani will say, Balabais, where is the payah? The Balabais will say, I gave it already. I don't believe you. You're a liar. I didn't see you give anything. The poor people are going to suspect the Balabais of not giving payah. By the way, what do you learn over here? Another Yesoid. That Chashad applies even if the one that is suspicious is a poor person. Today in our society, if you're poor, you're a piece of garbage. You have absolutely no worth, no value, no consideration. A person that has no money, he's a nothing. A nothing of a nothing. Mo enosh ki tizkerenu. Why should you be concerned what a poor person thinks about you? This guy can't even if he jumps off the Washington Bridge, he couldn't go and scrape together a nickel. He couldn't earn a penny. So who cares what this poor fellow thinks about me? Along comes the Torah HaKadosha, and it says, "Kol b'nei Yisrael melachim heim." You rich, filthy rich man who has billions of dollars, you have in your basement thousands of ventilators. It doesn't make a difference. You have to take into consideration what the poorest of the poor think of you. That's nichlal in the din of chashat. You hear the vart? Shimon, you hear the vart?
Yep.
Shimon, oh my, I'm looking at your ceiling. Your thumb is up? Good. I hope you're not eating anything. It's not a time to eat. Vaita. Remain pickle by name of Bnei Chashad and Lushum, the last Allah Mushum Baal Tichle. Because the Gzeres HaKosef. The Pasuk says, Bal Tichle, do not consume, do not finish off the field. That implies that the Zman when you give pay is when you get to the end of the field. Bal Tichle. Vaita. Vrak the Gemara, Bibnei Gezel Aniyim. The Gemara explains. Okay, the Gemara now has come. The Gemara enumerated four ideas. And now the Gemara is coming to explain, elaborate upon the four ideas. Idea number one was Bnei Gezel Aniyim. What does that mean in English? Shlo Yire, Balabayis, Shlo'o, Pinuya, V'yoymar, L'kroivoy, Oni, Harei, Zopeya. That the Balabayis should not see a moment when no one is loitering, and will call up his neighbor, his favorite Oni, and will say, come quick, let me give you Peya. And we'll take some payas, take some of the field, and give it to the poor person. That is called gezel, because it's not fair. Al pi halacha, you have no right to decide who gets the payah. Whoever comes to the field, first come, first serve. But if you're going to be able to give payah, even any part of the field that you so wish, then you're going to manipulate the system. You're going to be able to go, and when no one's loitering, to call up someone, come, you can take it now. And then the person who would ordinarily come and take it is going to be denied. That is a geder of gezel. Number two.
That's the reason why one has to leave pay
at the end of the field. Because you want, at the end of the harvest. Because you want the poor person to be able to make the evaluation. When is the moment when he will give the payah? Number two. But may bitter aniyim. Bitter is do not waste their time. Shlo Yuhu Aniyim Yoshinim Mashamim, waiting, Akshav Maniach Balabai's payah. Now is when he's going to get payah. Okay, in order, it's a very bad thing to cause people to wait. Number three, Bnei Chashad. What's the Chashad? Shlo Yuhu Oivim Mashamim Oimim Tovim Ma'ora. What's another principle of Chashad? In that, know what Chashad is? Where a person will reach a Madrega where he'll curse you. In other words, the Mavi is teaching incredible Chiddush. If a person suspects you did something wrong, that does not necessarily mean that you were nichshol in the avera of chashad. In order to be nichshol in chashad, you have to be at a madrega where the person who is observing goes so far to curse you. Okay, this is a naya principle in chashad. Yavoi me'ora. May a curse come upon this person. La'adam shaloi hiniach pe'a bisodeyu. And number four, umishun bal tichle, and because of bal tichle, what's bal tichle? Do not finish off the field, the pasuk.
Which, an ayin hara?
What? Not ayin hara, a curse. No, not an ayin hara, it's a curse. A curse. You, the poor man passes by the field, and he sees that pay, it appears that pay was not given, even though it's not true, and the poor man is so frustrated. What does he do? He curses the Baal HaBayis. Yavoy me'ora, may a curse come upon the Baal HaBayis for not separating payah. Al tiftach pe'al l'sadim, you never know the koyach of a person. I remember once I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I was going to the airport, taking a taxi, and there was a Haredi who wanted to go, he wanted a ride, so he says, anyway, go and give me a ride, I want me, so the taxi should stop off at this place to help him. So I told him no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. So he cursed me, said to me, I hope your plane crashes. Yeah? I didn't want to do him a favor, yeah. So he gives me a curse. He curses me, I hope your plane crashes. So such a type of curse, do I have to take into consideration such a thing? Who knows?
No, but in Israel, that's like saying hello.
What kind of lie? What kind of nusach is that? I hope your plane crashes. He curses me because... So if I'm on the plane and crashes, so forget about me. What about all the other people on the plane? They're good people. They have families. They have good lives. So who knows who this guy is? Maybe this guy has a zuchus, that his koyach hadibur has some meaning, and who knows? And what did I do to him? I didn't want to do him a favor. And I was right. Whatever the reasons were, I have no doubt that I was not able to help him. But I bad mazel that I met up with this guy. He had to curse me. Vaita. Next, do not finish off your field. Frag the Gemara. That's the only reason that really counts. Why was it necessary for the Gemara to enumerate four reasons when the fourth reason is Bal Tichla, Gzeres HaKosov? A Gzeres HaKosov says it all. There's no need to come on to Bittul Aniyim, no need to come on to Gezel Aniyim, there's no need to come on to Kshat. The Gemara Atu Kulu Lamishim Bal Tichla Ninu. Amar Rava Mevnei Haram Mo'in, because of the deceivers. What do we mean? Those Ha'oivim Allah Sichle Va'oimer Kvar Hinach Nuhu, which means there are people that are able to get away with Bal Tichla. There are people that can say that we already gave it. There are ways to wiggle your way out of Bal Tichla. In other words, people who do not give pay altogether, and the Oimim Kvar Hinich over here, Achkevon Shalom Nechem, Ein Yachol. I'm sorry. People that are able to get away with the other three. Okay, there are people that are able to get away with. I'm not clear on this. Let's see what Rashi clears for. Rashi says, "Otukulu hanu damoran lav loy taima de loy tichla kamefarshe maishna shas kilu." What's going on over here? Are the first three reasons really an explanation for the fourth reason? The Torah says loy tichla. The Torah says it has to be left over to the very end. So the Gemara's question is, the first three reasons given really explain the fourth reason. So why is the Gemara saying there are four reasons? The Gemara should say the Torah says lo tichle, and let me now come along and explain to you the reason for lo tichle. Even though the Gemara does not like to ordinarily tell you the time of the Kra, because that's dangerous, but sometimes the Gemara does tell us the reason. So the fact that the Gemara wants... Isn't the pshat here, it says until lo tichle, and now the next three reasons are an explanation of lo tichle. So why then do we count four separate reasons? B'nema talmidei chachamim, why are they called soifrim? Because they count with precision. It appears here that this is not a correct count. The count should be three, because the three reasons are really explaining number four. The Gemara says, Amarava, Rashi, there are people that violate loy tichle. They say kivar hin hinachnuah. We have already given the payer. So how does that answer the most question? I really don't know. I thought I understood. I thought I prepared this. I thought I understood this. So I'm going to read over here in the payer. So you don't have this. I'm going to read this to all of us to listen to. V'nei haramoyim ha'oivrim abal tichle v'ein amanichim payer v'oivrim, they say, kvar hinchu b'tchilas ha'kotzer v'liktu aniyim, so far no chiddush. Ach, here's the chiddush of the Masifta. Hear the words, kevan b'tzorich l'haniach b'soif ha'kotzer ein yecholim l'ramais. U'be'atam ha'shlishi l'madnu she'choshesho toiro l'chshar ha'b'yois l'chen mi she'yesh l'chshreit l'edat l'edat l'chshat. So what does it mean over here, l'tichle? I still don't have an answer. Maybe you can help me over there. The article people there, you have an explanation what this means. What's the Gemara's answer? There are amoyim that are oiver. There are amoyim that are oiver al bal tichle. Right? The ena manichim peya. Period. They give nothing. The oimim and they lie. And they say we already gave. We went, now here's the point. He's eating this point. They gave in the beginning. V'tchilas hakotzer. V'liktu anim. The poor people took it. Ach, but kevon shetzorich loniach b'soif hakotzer ein yecholim l'ramos. Okay, so I think what the answer is, I think the answer is very simple. The answer is that there are people that get away with it. In other words, the first three examples are not technically the person who gave payah technically did nothing wrong. You have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to give payah. Did I give payah? Yes, I did. I called up my poor relative in the middle of the night. I told him, come now, take payah from the middle of the field. Or I caused all of the poor people to delay. I wasted all of their time. They were lingering around for a long period of time. But did I give payah? I certainly did. Chshad, I couldn't care less. Let people say about me what they want to say about me. So in the first three reasons, I was mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of peah, even though I caused other people pain or I brought upon myself chashah. But guess what? There are people out there that don't care about the halacha and they don't give peah at all. Okay, they don't give peah altogether. Someone here is making noise, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to mute. What's going on over here? I can't mute you? How could I not mute you? I thought I had control here. I thought I have control. I logged in on my account. I logged in on my account. Whoever's making noise, please mute yourself. Should we make noise? Who's making noise?
No, not that I know.
Who's making noise? You're not making noise, Shlomi, because you're muted. Who's making noise? You pointing? Who's making noise? I don't see any. Who are you pointing to? Yishol Zev, he's good.
You.
Yishol, I'm making noise. I ain't making noise.
I'm joking. It's got
new. Vike, the Gemara here concludes that there are people that don't care about the halacha at all and they don't give zero. They're not the kind of the mitzvah. In order to prevent the person from being in total violation of the halacha, we were misaking. You have to give pay at the very end. So therefore, the proof is in the pudding. Where is the payah? You didn't give. Because if you gave the payah, we would see it at the end of the harvest. What, you're telling us above a ma'aseh that you gave payah in the beginning of the harvest? So you're not yoy to the mitzvah. You're not yoy to the mitzvah. And the person truthfully did not give the payah. He's a liar. So the Gemara's maskan basically here is the first, this is the aside, the first three reasons are reasons where the fellow who owns the land is still mekayim the mitzvah. It's just that he did not do it in the ideal way. So now by giving pay at the end of the field, we're going to force him to upgrade to do the mitzvah without any other side issue. But it doesn't help us for people that are willing to be avaryonim, to completely violate the mitzvah. Here the Torah steps in and says, at the end of the field, no matter what, we don't want you to be a liar. We don't want you to deny that it's a different reason. It is a reason which addresses a different type of person. It addresses the ganef mamish. The other reasons do not address the ganef. They address the people who do the mitzvah. It's just they do not do the mitzvah in the ideal way. So for them, we have three reasons in order to prevent them from doing the mitzvah in a way that's less than ideal. We have these three reasons. So the bottom line of here is we have a total of four reasons. Three reasons for the good guys and one reason for the bad guys. Is that clear, Rabbi Isai? Everyone with me? Put anyone to sleep here? Shlomo, you good? Shimon, you good? Good, good. Vayit, the next Gemara. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yitzchak, Shol Zev, you still here? You still here, Shol Zev? You good? Okay, Vayit. Next. Amar Yitzchak, Bar Redifa, Amar Abhuna, Ner Sheyesh Lashnei Piyos, Oile Lebeiz B'nei Adam. A Ner that has two Piyos counts for two people. In other words, you have two wicks. You have one container and two wicks, but you got to keep the two wicks separated from one another. Social distancing. You see this? The sugya of social distancing can be found mamish in the Daf Gemara. Ha feichba, the kulaba. Where is the cure? How come there's no cure in the Gemara? You're not going to bring all these dead people back to life. You know, people die today.
This is
Chanukah
or Shabbos.
Chanukah. Ner sheyeshna shnei pios, two separate spouts, even though it's one dish. Oile lebeis b'nei adam. Omar Rava, Mila Kara Shemen, another halacha. Okay, you fill up a Kara pot, a container of oil, the Kifa Pesilos, and you surround with wicks. So, what is the law? So, over here, Kof Alecha Kli. Okay, the first part is, let's take a step back. The first halacha is of a Ner. You have a Gemara, I have a very good picture. I don't know if you can see it. Can you see the picture? Can you see the picture? This is the first case. This is the Ner. You see, you're looking over here at the screen? You see it? The ner sheyesh na shtei piyos. You see it? This is one earthenware container. In the center is the oil, and there are two openings for wicks. And then both wicks, they draw from the same source. That's called the ner sheyesh la shtei piyos. This works for two different people. Now we're coming to the next case. The next case is this case. You have one ka'ara, and you kafa aleha kli. And in the kli, there are perforations to put wicks in all different parts. All the perforations can count for a different person. But the last case is this case, where there is no covering for the perforations, and all the oil, all the wicks, they gravitate towards each other to create a madura, so no one is yoytze the mitzvah. Okay, you see the illustrations?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Vayit in the Gemara, in the cases, Omar, Yitzchak, Amar Yitzchak Bar Redifa. Amar Afun, that was his name. It was a Bar Redifa. You know what Redifa means? To run away. His father was a Rav. His father was a rabbi, and they were Roidev Acharav. They gave him Grois Tzaris. He was a victim of Redifa. You hear? He was a rabbi's son. No, he was a rabbi. I'm sorry, he was a rabbi. This person of Yitzchak was the son of a rabbi. You hear? Wait, there is feedback. I'm getting feedback. Who's giving me feedback? I don't know. Why am I getting feedback? How am I getting feedback over here? I have another device open. 1 second. Is there another thing open on my screen? What's going on over here? What's tutsuchto?
I see Y Midwood on my thing.
Why Midwood means there's someone on the website. There's a person on the website. That's what it means. Zoom. All right, maybe it's better now. We'll see.
Why do you have Young Israel of Midwood and you?
Young Israel of Midwood. I'm not so sure. I'm confused. I have two accounts. I'm using two accounts simultaneously. I'm using the Shul's account and I'm using my account. The Shul's account. The Shul's account is paid for, so I can go more than an hour. My account is only 40 minutes. So, but sometimes I can't use the Shul's account because someone else is using it. Vayta. So what is the law? Kafa lecha kli. If you cover a kli, oile lekama b'nei adam. Loi kafa lecha kli. Let's say you don't cover a kli on top of it, then also kemin medura, it becomes into a medura, into a torch, and v'afilu li'echad nami eino eileh, and it's not going to be good, even for one person, it's not going to be good. Vayta, Amar Rava, pshita li ner beisai, ner chanukah, ner nu halacha. Okay, that halacha is klar. Three different categories of ner chanukah. There is the category of a ner, shtei piyos, the category of a ka'ara, which has a covering, and the category of a ka'ara that does not have a covering. Three different types of neros that are problematic. There are a lot of beautiful different agoda on that topic. Next sugya. Amarava, pshitali, it's simple to me, ner beisai u ner chachanaka, ner beisai odif mishum shaloim beisai. Okay, here is the halacha. Over here it says shaloim beisai. There's an ois aleph on the side says, shenemar, there's a pasuk, v'yodata ki shaloim oy halacha. Question, is it shalom bayis or shaloim bayis? By the way, shalom, how is Rabbi Orlian doing? Hear anything? Is he okay?
Why do you have any question?
I don't know. I just want to know. I haven't seen him in a long time.
I think he's okay. I haven't seen him in a long time either.
All right.
Remember Ovadia?
He died today.
Yeah.
Was he sick, the last Tkufa?
Yeah.
How sick?
He was homebound.
So, I spoke to his son not that long ago. He told me that he's totally fine. He told him he's totally fine. I should come visit.
Now he's totally fine.
He told me not so long ago that he was totally fine. He's homebound. He can't go out, but he's fine. He's clear. I should come visit. Everything is good. So why'd he die?
Who is this?
Ovadia Sima. You know how many times you took him? You know how many times?
His father was Nifta?
He was Nifta. Ovadia Sima was Nifta.
I saw him about a week ago. He looked... What's the nice way to say this?
Where'd you see him? Hello? I'm going to have to go pay $19 tonight. This is the Shadass.
I'm going to have to go anyway because I got to go stop the drush a little bit. He looked, he's coming out of an ambulance. He looked extremely sick, Neville.
Oy, Gewalt. Oy, Gewalt.
He's not sick no more.
Where is he?
He's somewhere in heaven.
You know, do you know how many times he took me home? He gave me a ride home from Chaim Berlin Night Seder? Probably hundreds of times. Hundreds.
Wow.
Remember he used to learn in the back of the Beis Medrash? Remember that? He used to learn they were labeled Steinhardt? He used to learn.
Special man.
Every night he came to Night Seder.
How tall was he?
6'5", I think. 4'5".
Something like that.
He's a Gadol Yisrael.
He's a real mensch, always. Real
yeah,
mensch.
Very soft-spoken and...
Gentle giant.
And yes. now he didn't even have a funeral. Garnished. Didn't have a funeral. No one sang Kaddish.
Who else died today?
All these rebbes. A Dayan died in Manchester, a big guy, 70 years old, big
chashuk. Why are all these big guys dying?
For every big guy that dies, there are 25 little guys that die. They don't write about them in the news, but they all go. You know how many people died?
I don't know, everybody dies, has a beard and a white beard and has a...
Everyone's sick. Noach Dir, you know Noach Dir is very sick?
No.
He's very sick. You know Helfgat, the big chazan?
Yeah.
He's also very sick?
No, I don't know. I don't know how sick he is. Is he on a ventilator?
I don't know, doesn't sound too good. If they're sending out his name to people to dive, it doesn't sound too good.
Nebuch.
One after another.
What's the secret? How do you stay healthy?
I don't think it's a secret.
If you ask every one of those people how they got the virus, you think they'd know?
No, absolutely definitely not.
Not.
I have a guy at my share in the morning. He's in his 70s, so he's locked up already in the house for 2 weeks. Didn't walk out of the house for 2 weeks. Locked up because he's older and he has diabetes. And guess what? Over Shabbos, he got sick. How in the world did he get sick? What did he do? He didn't walk out of the house.
You have to trace everything. It should be very easy to pinpoint where we got it.
No one came in. No one came out.
Somebody.
Gave him mail or something.
Doesn't make sense to get it from touching the mail. It's that contagious. If it's that contagious, then everyone should have it by now. If this guy who's locked up, Fort Knox, got it by doing absolutely nothing, sitting in the house.
Does he have any underlying...
He has diabetes. He has diabetes. A guy I know, a Persian guy, I told you this, a Persian guy I know, he's 83 years old. He's locked up. He's totally locked up. He told me on the phone that he has a friend, I guess his age, in Borough Park, husband and wife, they both died. Both of them. You there?
Okay. Afraim, I'm going to give you a call later to see what you got. Okay, Vaita.
Vaita the Gemara. I'm going to be very deep about it. I'm going to be very deep about it. Next Gemara. Vaita. Omar. Shlomi, you still there, Shlomi?
Yeah, I'm here.
Vaita the Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Omar. Rava. Pshita li. Ner Beisai. Ner Chanukah. Ner Beisai. Odev Meshum Kshlom Beisai. Shalom Bayis comes first. Okay? Shalom Bayis has Kedim over Persume Nisa. You hear? There's a lot of Musa in that. Next, Ner Beisai V'Kiddush Hayoyim.
I'm also here.
And Shol Zev, good. Baruch Hashem. Vaitis. So Ner, we're hoping you have this problem soon. You have a problem that the Ikka should be the Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is the Ikka. Shalom Bayis. Ner Beisai V'Kiddush Hayoyim. Let's see how you have Ner Beisai. And we say Shalom Beisai means what? Ner Shabbos. Because Ner Shabbos is that you should have Shalom Bayis. Next, Ner Beisai. You only have enough money to buy Ner Beisai V'Kiddush Hayoyim. To buy Shabbos licht and to make kiddush ner beisay odif mishum shlom beisay. Boy Rava ner Chanukah v'kiddush hayoy mahu. Let's say you can afford to buy Shabbos candles, and now the question is, do you have enough money to buy the Chanukah candles to buy kiddush mahu? Do we say kiddush hayoy odif the tadir? The side of kiddush hayoyim comes first because kiddush hayoyim is tadir. Oy dilma ner Chanukah the mishum pirsum enisa. Persume nisa trumps tadir. Okay, so in your set of rules, in the set of rules of tadir v'she'enoi tadir kaidem, don't ever forget that if the thing that's eno tadir is mishum persume nisa, it goes first. Ebazei, I will answer your kasha. So why Shabbos Chanukah? Why if it's Shabbos Chanukah, do we Shabbos Chanukah in a Chanami, that's why we're in the Nakash. That's why the Haftorah. You have three Haftorahs competing. You have Shabbos, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah. And Chanukah. Yeah. Who gets the Haftorah? Chanukah. Why? Why do you give the Haftorah to Chanukah? Whatever, because it's in the Maftir. Kasha, why do we lay the first, the Parashas HaShavuah, and then Maftir, we lay in Chanukah? We should learn Chanukah first, because Chanukah is Chanukah's Persume Nisa. Okay, so you'll tell.
Learn it first is what?
So that's not such a kasha, because you have to learn the parsha. But my kasha is, let's say it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. It's a very good, a very stark kasha. You haven't answered this question, you get a prize. Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. Every child in Cheder knows that the order of the Svarim, the Kriya, is first comes Parashas HaShavuah, then comes Rosh Chodesh, and then comes Chanukah. Because Tadir, V'she'enoi Tadir, Tadir Koidem. It's more common Rosh Chodesh than it is Chanukah. The name Rosh Chodesh comes first. Rosh Chodesh is every month on the month. Chanukah is only once a year. Tadir, V'she'enoi Tadir, Tadir Koidem.
But, it's 8 days.
What?
I'm saying you're right, but not because it comes once a year. It's only 8 days.
Okay, there's a whole shaila, but the eight consecutive days. Some want to suggest that 8 consecutive days trumps 12 days scattered over the year. And also, when you say that it's 8 days, it's not really 8 days. Even the Gemara says you make a bracha every single day because it's a different minute, but it's still one holiday. Let's put that aside, okay? I'm not concerned about that now. My kasha is, but everyone in the street, you go on into the street, you see a little kid wearing a mask, and you ask him this question, Shabbos, Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh. What's the say the Hakriya? Let me tell you. Parashas Hashavua. Then comes Rosh Chodesh. Then comes Hanukkah because of Tadir v'Sheinay Tadir Tadir Koydem. Wait a minute. Don't you know the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel Mabez Masech the Shabbos that says that even though we have rule of Tadir, but Parsume Nisa Odif, Parsume Nisa trumps Tadir. If you only could afford to buy Kiddush Yayin Likiddush versus buying oil for Chanukah Licht, you're supposed to buy Chanukah Licht even though Kiddush is Tadir because Parsume Nisa Odif. Ebaze, you should lane the sefer, the second sefer Torah should be Mishum Pirsume Nisa. You should lane from Chanukah before you lane from Rosh Chodesh. Do you hear the question?
This is the question of Maftir, right?
Not up to Maftir. I'm up to the second sefer Torah. They have three sefer Torah. Okay, let's go by it. Not for now.
Because you go in order,
and
the sefer Torah, you go in order.
No. Vayit Gemara. Amar Afuna. Next, the very important Gemara. The Gemara here says Haragil Bener, Havil Banim Talmidei Chachamim.
It occurred to me. I'm sorry for interject. I wanted to interject something very important. Kiddush Hayom. So how is he going to be able to eat the suda? That means he's going to make. Now we're talking about Kiddush Hayom that he doesn't have enough. He doesn't have enough.
On yayin, so you have no yayin. So you make kiddush all pass. You make the kiddush on the bread.
On the
challah, correct. You make the kiddush on the challah. Let's say you don't have challah. Let's say you don't even have challah. Let's say all you have is meat and potatoes. So you know what? You don't make kiddush. Period.
The world. Take two potatoes and make less.
The world goes on. Let's say you don't even have money to have challah. The world goes on. Are you mechuyif to fast? Let's say you don't have nothing to make kiddush on, not yayin and not bread. So does that mean you're mechuyif to fast? So it doesn't. So I saw someone write this up. I think Rav Moshe writes, if I'm not mistaken, it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch and the Noisei Kalim what to do in this situation. I don't have yayin and I don't have challah. All I have is water and meat and potatoes, my dinner. What should you do? It doesn't say anywhere, B'dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, what to do, and not in the Nosei Kalim. So a person can very logically reach the conclusion, fast. If you don't have what to make Kiddush on, so you're not allowed, the halacha is, you are not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush. So you know what? Don't eat. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, this is an incredible insight. It cannot possibly be that Chazal were misaken a halacha that should result that you should fast on Shabbos and go against the entire theme of Shabbos, of Tainuk, Oinik Shabbos, the Koroso le Shabbos Oinik. When Chazal were misakin, you should make Kiddush, it was only meant to enhance the Tainik Shabbos. That means if you have food, and you have Yayin, and you have Lechem, don't you dare eat until you make Kiddush. You go and you make Kiddush, Allah Yayin, Allah Pas. But if you don't have Pas, and you don't have Yayin, then you should fast and starve, even though it doesn't say this anywhere, in Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, not in the Rambam, not in the tour, not in the Ketzayis to deceive us, the Noisei Kalim, not even in the Be'er Shmuel, not even
must
in
have
the
Raya from somewhere.
Not even the Hagoyis Rabbi Kiva Eger. Nish, no Medrash Tanchuma, nowhere. Rav Moshe says it's a Svara Pshuta Ad Me'oid. If you don't have what to make Kiddush on, so you don't have make Kiddush. Eat and be merry. Tomorrow.
So you shouldn't just make Kiddush stam without eating?
Of course not. You're not allowed to do that. What are you kidding? Are you making up new halachas? Make Kiddush stam without the yayin or bread? Ridiculous. You
make
eat.
No potatoes.
No such thing. So this, I find this to be an incredible insight into the psak, into halacha. There are many things in Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't say. Yet, that's the halacha. And you have to have seichel in your mind to know that's the halacha, even though it doesn't say it.
Sorry, wrong way, and why?
Let me mute.
That's for you?
It's in my house. It's ringing in my house.
Hello. Okay, Vayitin the Gemara. Now we come to the very important halacha. This is a very important halacha. My father always used to tell me this halacha. He's always repeat this to me. My father always told me this. He would say, Azoy, Amar Afuna, Haragel Bener. No, this is not the Gemara. I made a mistake. This is a different Gemara. This is not the Gemara I'm referring to. Amar Afuna, Haragel Bener, if you ragel Bener, Havni Le Bonim, Talmide Chachamim, Hazar Be Mezuzah, Zaycha Le Dira Noah, a beautiful home.
Hazar
Ner Shabbos. No, all Ner. Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Ner Havdalah. All Neres. All Gute Zachen. Ki Ner Elokim Nishma Sadam. All Neres. A person that's ruggling there, you're going to be Zoycha to Banim Talmidei Chachamim. Hazar B'mezuzah. Zoycha L'dire Noah. If I was writing this Gemara, I would say, if you ruggle B'mezuzah, you'll have good health. You'll be protected. What's going on? This is a Peliatsuma. Pilei poem, what it says here, that if you ruggle the mezuzah, you get a beautiful house. What? What in the world does a mezuzah have to do with the beauty of your house? The purpose of a mezuzah is to protect you. To protect you. Think about it now, Rabbi Yisai. We're living now when there's a sakonis nefashis. Al yeitze ish mi pesach beisai. Don't go out of your house. What is protecting you? You never needed the mezuzah more. Never. Never in our lifetimes did we need that mezuzah to protect us. Don't go out of your house, stay in put. So just because you stay put, who says you're safe? Who says the corona is not going to crawl its way in and get you? And get you.
They don't tell you to check your mezuzah?
Because there's no cipher that's open anymore. Everyone is locked down. Don't worry, after it's all over, there'll be a new gimmick to make money. A new gimmick to make money, mezuzahs, corona, you wait and see, I guarantee you. Some of these things that I see now online, it makes me sick. Everyone has to take advantage. Everyone knows how to. What's with this writing a Sefer Torah? Come on. It's in the Baal Shem Tov, they wrote a Sefer Torah. So that's going to be the solution. That's going to save you. Listen, it's a very nice thing to write a Sefer Torah. It's a beautiful thing. But come on. It's gonna save you. It's gonna save you, and especially when the whole purpose is we want your money. Tell me the Baal Shem Tov, when he told them to write a Sefer Torah, he told everyone go to this website and give us your credit card so we can charge your credit card 20 times more than when it costs to write the Sefer Torah. Is that what the Baal Shem Tov also told the people then? Go to the website and give us your credit card and we can charge you a lot of money. What? And this is going to save you. We guarantee, Boduku Minus, it's going to save you. What kind of, I mean, like come on. They manipulate our minds by telling us these crazy things. Get with it. Get a life. Don't go pervert. The stories of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, the whole story is a different maises, a different environment, different setting. It was written by Kedusha v'Tahara. You have a Baal Shem Tov today that can write a Sefer Torah like that. And there was no money there. It was not about money. They weren't coming to get your money. There's another story circulating that a Mekubal, he came to a guy in a dream and he told him what's going to happen and it's going to be over Pesach night. And he told him that if you want to save your finances, you have to give all this money to this very specific tzedakah. And I'm warning you, I'm threatening you. If you don't give the money, you're going to lose all your money. Really? The guy in the dream is threatening us? Since when do you ever have a maisa with a dream where someone comes to threaten you? You better give money. You fall for this garbage.
Me?
I'm furious how they take advantage of us. They take advantage. I was sitting in the Beis Medrash and I heard my own ears. You know, 2 weeks ago, the whole world was saying Mizmor Ayin. Mizmor Ayin. Why? Because Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, the Gan Sevel, you should say Mizmor Ayin and you're going to be guaranteed to be protected. So I'm sitting there and the guy says to me, I'm telling you the honest truth. It was my friend. He tells me his name. He sent this out. He's the one who started this WhatsApp. He sent this out. He did it as a joke. He did it as a total lie, a total joke. And somehow it took on a life of its own. And before you knew it, 5 minutes later, the Gantz Klal Yisrael read this thing. They took it dead serious. And the whole Klal Yisrael is saying Mizmer Ayin. Yeah? Guaranteed to save you. So here we are, 2 weeks later. And go look at the obituaries. Look how many people it didn't save.
I want you to know that in 2 minutes, they're telling the entire Klal Yisrael to say Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis.
So good. Well, say it.
Worldwide. I got it from two different people. So, 30, Klal Yisrael should say Perek Kuf Kif Mem Beis. Kif Mem Beis.
How does it begin, Kuf Mem Beis? Maskil David?
Is that Kif Mem Beis?
So we'll also say it here together. Why not? No harm done saying Tehillim. No. There's no harm done. So let's say it all together here. I don't have any tightness. Let's say it. No harm done. Just don't tell me that you guarantee me that if I say it, I'm not going to die. Don't guarantee me nothing. You want me to say Tehillim? Gesunde Hey. We'll say it together here. But don't guarantee me nothing.
Maskil David, very good.
So let's say it right now. Now's the time. Tell me when it's
9:30.
Time.
9:30.
So,
I have
9:30
now.
Now, let's say it. Maskil David, Koili Ela Adonayeza, Koili Ela Adonayez Chanon. Ma bet sabeda mi beridit yol shachas. Eshbech lufon av sichit sarasim lufon av agid. Beisat hefa lai ruchi viato yodata nisivasi. Bi oirach zu alech tom nufachli. Tom nufachli. Habeit. Yomin u... Urei ki ein lam ili makir Ovad monois mineni Ein derei shlo nafshi Zoakti eilecho Adonai Omarti ato machsi Chelki bi eretz achayim Hakshiv oli nasi ki dolei simioid Hatzileini meyotfoi ki amsu mineni Hoitziwa mimaskir nafshi loydez ashenecho Biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmololoi Acheinu kol beis Yisrael Hanisunim batzor vashiv yohoim din Bein bayom bein bayobosho Hamokoim mirachein alayhem Vyoitziei mitzoro lirvocho mefeilo Loiro mishibu lugulo Hashto bagulo vizman korid Vinoim mahar Amen Vaita Gemara Vaita Amar Rav Huna, Hanogil, so what's the Pshat in the Gemara? You have a beautiful mezuzah, you have a beautiful house. What's Pshat? What does the mezuzah have to do with the beauty of the house? Tzarechi, not for now. I've got to try to learn them. Too much digression. Too much digression. Amar Rav Huna, Bener, Hayim Lebanim Tandichom, Hazab Mezuzah, Hanoi Zechel Dir Noe, Hazab Tzitzi Zechel Talis Noe, Hazab Kiddush Hayom Zechel Memale Garva, yeah, you have a lot of wine in your house. Rafuna Havar Ragul Havar Cholev Vitalia Pisco de Beda de Beoven. Nagra. He was Ragul that he would pass over his house, a carpenter. Okay? There was a carpenter that would pass his home every single day. Chaz the Havar Ragul Beshraga Tuva. He saw that he was accustomed to always lighting a lot of candles. There were lots of the woe of the candles of Shabbos. Okay? The Nagra was a carpenter. He saw that with a lot of Rashi loads, the Shraga means that a lot of Neros on Shabbos. That's also one of the makaris why a person lights on Shabbos many neres, one ner for every child. Omar, he said, today gavre ravreve nothing mehocha. Two great men are going to come from this home. Who were they? Nothing minay rav adi rav idi bar oven rav chiy bar oven rav chis havragul havir chalof v'tali apischa debei nasha. He would pass by the home debei nasha. What does it mean debei nasha? His father. And some say the Bein Nasha means his father-in-law. Okay, Nachamol. Rav Chista, Havaragil, Davichol Vitani, he would continuously pass Apischa, the home, the Bein Nasha of the father or the father-in-law, the Rav Shizbi. Chaza, he saw that the father-in-law or the father of Shizbi Chos the Habirugal Bishrug to the Omer, he said, Gav Rab Ravik Mahocha, and Ravik Mahocha, Minayu Rav Shizbi. So Rav Shizbi was the product of this home, or it was his Edim. A Gavra Rabbah came, which means he had a daughter, and Rav Shizbi married his daughter. And that is your Edim like your children. Next, my son, the Bisu, the Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again? Who came? He was.
Rav Chisda.
He was accustomed to light a lot of candles.
Shabbos candles.
So Rav Shizbi, who came out of Rav Shizbi?
Rav Shizbi, no. This fellow, before Rav Shizbi was born, Rav Chisda would pass the home of Rav Shizbi's father.
Or father-in-law, okay.
And he said,
I went to the father-in-law. How does that shtim?
It means he had a daughter. He had a daughter. He gave birth to a girl, and that girl, Rav Shizbi, married her. So the son-in-law,
Rav Shizbi, the Bissad Rav Yosef, who was the
right, the Shver, or was the Furer, Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was the one walking in the street. And what did he do when he walked? He passed by the home of the person who would one day be the father of Rav Shizbi, or who would one day be the father-in-law of Rav Shizbi. Chaza, he saw that this Mina Rav Shizbi, and indeed Rav Shizbi was born to the fellow that he predicted. He predicted he would have a son. Next story. Or he had a daughter, or the one that he spoke about, he had a daughter, and the daughter married Rav Shizbi.
Nugmar,
Nayamais. The Bissu means the wife. The Bis Rav Yosef Havis Ma'achra Madlekes Lo. She delayed lighting the Shabbos candle. She did not light the Shabbos candle. She was too late. In other words, she lit the Shabbos candle late, a second before Shkia. We have the custom to light the Shabbos candles. How much early? Shlomi, when does your wife light Shabbos candles? How many minutes before?
Some light it 18 minutes, some light it 15 minutes.
Okay, right. Some 15, 18, some 20, some others.
In
Yerushalayim? Yeah. In Yerushalayim, the minig is to light it.
But Ashwash is 13 and a half minutes before Shkia. Before Shkia or Shina. Okay.
So what do we do why do we do 30? So 30 and a half is Shkia. That's already Ben Hashmashas.
No, it's Ben Hashmashas.
So you have to light it before Ben Hashmashas. You have to light it a minute and a half. Okay, the whole line.
I'm sorry, not Ben Hashmashas. We light, like you said, 15 minutes before the first Shkia. I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay, whatever. They're different Shkias. There's a lot of lumens on this. I don't remember.
No. I did. What I said was correct. 13, now according to a blaze of a myth, Sevirim, 13 and a half minutes.
Before sunset. So therefore, you don't want to light during Ben Hashemashos, and you can't be medactic exactly 13 and a half minutes. So therefore, to round off the number, you light at least 15 minutes before. So you should not be nichshol in Chilul Shabbos. That's one sheet. Okay, then there's another sheet. There's a lot of different opinions. There's a ton of lumnus. But by the way, in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, there's a universal minhag. You light 40 minutes before sunset.
Yeah, but that's more of a recent thing. I remember when it happened.
Okay.
It's more recent. Rav Shach made it.
Yeah? Okay, I don't know.
Rav Shach instituted it. Yeah.
Okay. But that seems to be a very common minhag in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, 40 minutes. In the Chutz Li'aretz, the most calendars have 18 minutes. It's a pretty universal number. But Chassidim, you hear more the number 15 minutes. You hear the number 15 minutes. Very, very good. Excellent. Rav Moshe, I don't know, Rav Moshe, a different cheshver, Rav Moshe has 20 minutes. Rav Moshe always writes about 20 minutes before. In any event, we have here Maisa, she did not wait 20, she did not light 18, she lit it 1 minute before sunset. She waited to the very, very last minute. The wife of Rabbi Yosef.
1 minute before sunset?
Yes. Maybe even less, maybe even 10 seconds. Down to the wire. The Bissu Rav Yosef Havim Ma'achra U'Madlekes Lo. She would wait until the very, very last moment. Amar Lo Rav Yosef. Tanya Rav Yosef Le'yomish Ha'amud Ha'onam Yoimam Ve'amud Ho'esh Laila. Melamed Sha'amud Sha'amud Anan Mashlim La'amud Ho'esh. La'amud Ho'esh Mashlim La'amud Ho'anan. In other words, this is a Moirid Dikazach, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara is teaching us the Yisai. The reason why you're supposed to light candles early, forget about the Shkias and mathematical calculations, it has to do with a zecher to the Amud Eish. a zecher to the Amud Eish in the Midbar. The Amud Eish in the Midbar did not arrive b'diuk. It was not a yekka. It was not a yekka, the Amud Eish. The Amud Eish was a litvak. Okay? It was a litvak. But actually a litvak. Certainly wasn't a chassid, because a chassid would come late. A yekka would come exactly on time. So who was it? I don't know. The litvaks, they also come late now. The litvaks, everyone became the other. The litvaks are all late now also. They're not on time either. The yekkas, there are no yekkas anymore. They're all gone. I don't know any yekkas anymore. They're all gone, the yekkas. Who do we got left? I don't know. Only chassidim we have left. Only the chassidim who are late. But me'ikar adin, we learn out from the Amud Anan, the Amud Eish. The Amud Eish did not come on time. It came early. It came early. What are you doing? When are you going to shave your beard already? What do you think this is over here? You think you're in quarantine? You can get away with this? You see, you don't see a Shol Zev. Shlomi, he has this long, long white beard. He looks like a Rosh Hashiva. You wouldn't even recognize him. Gavon, he became like a... You can't even imagine what he looks like, a Shol Zev. You wouldn't recognize him in the street. You would think he's Rav Shach. Weiter. So the mice over here was with the wife, the bisu, the Rabbi Yosef Havim, Ma'achar, the Malekis, Lo, Omar, Lo, Rabbi Yosef Tanya, Lo, Yomash, Amud, Anon, Yomam, Yomru, Yishlai, Lo, Blamish, Amud, Anon, Ma'ashalom, Ro, Eish, Amud, Eish, Ma'ashalom, Ro, Anon, Savar, Leak, Duma. So he thought maybe, she thought, you know what, I'm going to light very, very early. I'm going to light extremely early. I light 15 minutes, an hour before Shkia. Omar, Lo, Husaba, who does Husaba, Elio, Anovi, Tanino, Uvart, Shlo, Yakin, Vishlo, Yacher. No, no, not so fair. Gesundheit. Gesundheit. Be gesund.
Yeah.
Stay healthy. He says over here, no, shlo yacher, he told him no such thing. That you have to light it a little bit early, but not too much early. Lo yachtin. If you light the Ner Shabbos.
Goofy guy, what's the happen after so they light 40 minutes before? That's pretty early.
I think this is Ikizman not one before Mincha Gitana. You're not Yoitz. If you light before Mincha, plug Mincha.
Plug Mincha. That's for sure.
Plag Mincha. Yeah. So when it says it's Shlo Yakdim.
Lo Yakdim means before Mincha Ketana.
I think before Mincha, Plag Mincha even. Yeah, Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is too early.
Way before Plag Mincha, yeah. I think that's probably what it means.
Plag Mincha is 2.5 hours. Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours. Plag Mincha is an hour and 50 minutes.
It means the light before
Plag Mincha.
50 minutes, yeah.
Plag Mincha.
Okay.
Don't light that. Don't do that. You have everything in life. That's the yisod of life.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything in life has to be in balance. Vaita, Amrava. Now here's the Gemara I was talking. This is the Gemara my father always used to tell me. This Gemara is a very good Gemara. Amrava. Derachim Rabbanon. If you, what is even Rachim? Rashi, very important. Rashi, Oyev. If you love Talmidei Chachamim, you're going to be Zoicher. Havulei benin rabbanon. You will be zoichet to have children that are talmidei chachamim. Demoike rabbanon. If you give honor to talmidei chachamim, havulei chas navosa rabbanon. You will be zoichet to son-in-laws that are talmidei chachamim. De dochil me rabbanon. If you are afraid of rabbanon, hu gufe have tsuga me rabbanon. You yourself will be a talmid chacham. The lav bar hochi. Let's say a person does not possess the koyches hanefesh to be a talmud chacham himself. At least you will have influence in this world. Your influence will spread. You'll be able to accomplish great things in this world, even though you will not necessarily be talmud chacham. So there we go, over here, we have three madregas. This is an unbelievable gemara which we can go into. Nachamol, if you love talmidei chachamim, then you will have children. If you give kavod to talmidei chachamim, you'll have son-in-laws. If you are afraid of talmidei chachamim, then you yourself will be a talmid chacham, or if you're not capable, then at least you will be a successful person, and people will seek your guidance, and you will have influence in this world. Okay? I'll give you a dugma of such a person. Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he's a person...
He's not with us. Doesn't look like it.
He went away? How do you know he went away?
He's with us, but not on Zoom.
I don't know. Where is he? Yisrael Lehman, are you here? SOS. we applied, we gave a dogma, a ma'aserav. A ma'aserav is also very good. A person who loves Talmidei Chacham, a person who gives honor to Talmidei Chacham, a person who's afraid of Talmidei Chacham. And then we have another person in the shir that is the same Adreger, Rabbi Yisrael Zev Lobel. He's the Zel Bezach. He's a person that has Yiras HaRoymos. Every time I talk to him, he tells me about a ma'aser from a Talmud Chacham, from a Rebbe, with the greatest Yiras HaRoymos. He's a true person that loves Talmidei Chachamim, who gives honor to Talmidei Chachamim, and who fears Talmidei Chachamim, and is deserving of all of these brachas.
By the way, look what Rashi writes. V'ilav bar hachi. Look what Rashi writes.
Let me look, give me a second. She'enei rogel la'asek b'toira. He's not rogel to oisek. I don't know, good kasha. It sounds like I made a mistake. I thought it means v'ilav hachi, means he doesn't have possess the brains.
It seems like Rashi says that
no,
he's not a person.
Every person, Rashi didn't want to say that. Rashi wants to say is that if you put your mind to it, you can be. It just means, unfortunately, due to the circumstances, you don't busy yourself with it. But if you were to busy yourself with it, no matter what IQ you have, you would overcome that and you would become a Talmud Chacham yourself. But for whatever the circumstances are, you're being oisek, you're not able to do it, you're being oisek, you'll be doing the next Adrega. So we have over here two people so far, and then we have Shlomi Rabinowitz. As Oichit, he sits and learns the whole day Torah. He sits alone like Rashbi, locked up in quarantine in the cave here, all alone. And what does he do the whole day? He fires people and he learns Divrei Torah.
Fires people.
And he learns Torah. He loves Talmid Chachamim. He gives kavod to Talmid Chachamim and he fears Talmid Chacham. Let's go vayit one more line. My shemen tzreifa. What do we have? V'loy b'shemen tzreifa. Shteita v'loy b'shemen tzreifa. It says over here that you're not allowed to use shemen tzreifa. My shemen tzreifa. What is shemen tzreifa? I'm a rabba shemen shal truma shenitma. You're not allowed to use on Shabbos Kodesh shemen tzreifa. What is shemen tzreifa? Truma that became tmeya. The microlishan treifa, hoil it was treifa oimei. That's the halacha. You're supposed to burn it. So, frankly, well, why can't you tackle use shem and treifa? That's what you're supposed to do with it. The Shabbos my time aloi mitoich shem mitzvah love levaroi gezer shem yat is unbelievable gemara zrizus. Since the mitzvah is that you have to burn the shem and treifa, you have to burn it. So you might be a zoris to make sure that it burns very quickly. But what about having hanah? You're allowed to have hanah. Unbelievable. There's no problem with having hanah. You're allowed to have enough in the Shemin Shreifa. If you tell me the reason why you're not allowed to go use Shemin Shreifa, because you're Shemin Yate, because you don't want to be burned quickly, you're kind of the mitzvah of Shreifas, Truma Tenea. So on Yom Tif, you should be allowed to light for the Neira Shal Yom Tif. Wait a minute. Whoever said there's a mitzvah to light Ner Shal Yom Tif? You know what a big sugi this is? Shlomo, you know what this is? Now this, whoever said, when the Gemara here says, it's very important he said over here, when the Gemara here, Elamayat, the Yom Tif Lishter, you should be allowed to light on Yom Tif the Shem. What does this mean? Ner Shat, what, the Friday night candles? A woman, Yom Tif night, makes a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, V'tzivanu L'halik Ner Shel Yom Tov. Excuse me, where does it say anywhere in Chazal that you are required to light a ner on the night of Yom Tov? Where does it say such a thing anywhere in Gan Shas? You're not going to find it. This is a very, very big sugya. The Gemara over here says that Eba Zeyu should be allowed to use Shemen Shreifa to light candles on Yom Tov. It does not mean necessarily the ner shel Yom Tov. It means stam azoy. Stam, you want to go light a ner, you want to go illumination, you want to go cook, whatever you want to go do, you should be allowed to. But it's when the Gemara talks about ner Shabbos, it's talking about lighting the mitzvah of hadlokas haneirois. There's an inyan to light neirois l'chavoyt Shabbos. This is a takonas chazal. There is no takonas chazal to light ner shel Yom Tov. This is a nayazach. When did it come into existence? I don't know. There's a lot of Torah. I forgot all the Torah on this. Totally forgot everything. Unbelievable how you forget so quickly. But I think it comes from the Goinim. I think it's a modern thing. It comes from the Goinim. This is not an ancient thing. And there's a lot of Torah. Who says you should do such a thing? Who says you're even allowed to? Any event, we do so. And when we come over here, it says that you should be allowed to light Ner Shoyantiv, Alamatnan, Ein Madlikin, B'shemen Shreifa, B'yoyim Toiv. Again, this is not the Ner Shal Yomtif. This is Stamazah. You want to go take Ner, you want to take oil on Yomtif and light it for whatever purpose. So you're not allowed to do that. Gezer, so why not? And for the Gemara, you know why? You're right. Me'ikar Hadin, you should be permitted to do so. It's a Gezerah. We were Gezer one unto the other. Gezerah, Yomtif unto Shabbos. Rav Chista Amar. Now we go to another town. Rav Chis says, what about the Ner Shal Shreifa, the Shemen Shal Shreifa, which goes to Amar, the Shemen Yata Loi Chashinan. The truth is, we're really not concerned that you're going to tilt the Ner Shal Shreifa. El Hocham B'yamtiv Shechal Yosh Erev Shabbos Askinan. But he Shein Tzayfim Kadoshim B'yamtiv. We don't burn Yomtif. We don't burn Kachim on Yomtif. So in other words, we're not concerned, Shemen Yata, when it comes to Shemen Sereifa. We're not concerned about this. No, the only reason why we would be concerned is because you want to...
You know why? I thought about that. You know why? Because Rashi says, what's the reason? Because he's going to want it should be consumed quicker.
Because that's the mitzvah.
Quicker. Why, where's an aim to have it consumed as fast as possible?
Because that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah.
Why do you want to hasten? It should burn quicker.
Because that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah.
Good, but who says you have to make it quicker? It's burning. Let it burn. Who says you have to do it as fast? Make it it should consume as soon as possible. Where's that brought down?
That's human nature. If you have a mitzvah bo liyotch al tach mitzena. If the mitzvah is
good. Okay, so it's burning. But they said no. But you're not allowed to shemayata because you're gonna wanna hasten. But
yeah.
See, that's what bothered Rav Chisda.
Okay. I hear. Fine. I hear.
That's what bothered him.
Okay. Good. Okay. Good. That's good.
Let it burn. You're gonna make it go. It's different than three.
Okay. I hear the word. So frankly, mother, so what's the reason why you can't do it? The answer, the mother, you should serve kashim biyamtiv. You're not gonna go burn kashim biyamtiv. And now your time.
Why is this kashim?
Because truma. Teruma has the din of kachim. That's the answer.
Oh, I see.
Teruma has the din of kachim to some degree.
I see.
Frankly, Gemara.
Why can't you burn kachim on Yom Tov? Why?
Oh, good kasha. Rashi says. Rashi, look at the Rashi. Come on. We're going. We have to log back in. We gotta log back in. We got logged out here. We got logged out. Wait, we're going back on. We got logged out. We got pushed out. We got pushed out over here. They pushed us out.
Hello?
Yeah, we got logged out here. We got pushed out. It was 40 minutes. What's happened over here to Yisrael, to him? So let's finish up to the two dots. Let's finish up to the two dots. Let's finish up. Ella Hacha B'yamtiv Shechal Yisrael Shabbos Askinim V'dlifi Shem Yisrael V'mkodesh B'yamtiv. Frag the Gemara of Amitani Seifa, Ein Malikim B'Shem and Shefa B'Yomtov, Michlal, okay, Michlal, that it's since the Reisha Lav B'Yomtov Askin, how can you tell me the Reish going where it's Erev Shabbos Chol Yisrael B'Yomtov, but it's Mashal, it's not discussing the case. Amitani Chayim Bar Suri, the Seif of this, the beginning of the Mishnah is discussing, the end of the Mishnah is discussing Yomtov, so it's Mashal, until now we're not discussing. And for the Gemara, Amrav Chanina Misura Matam Komar. No, the Etzem, both parts of the Braisa are discussing Yom Tov. And the second part of the Braisa is giving a Tam. My Tam Komar. My Tam, Emelikim B'Shem B'Shem B'Yom Tov, Lufish In Sarfim Kodoshim B'Yom Tov. It's giving you a Matam. What's the reason why you're not allowed to go burn Shem and Shrefa B'Yom Tov, Lufish In Sarfim Kodoshim B'Yom Tov? Tanya, because he's not allowed to burn. Kod should be out of. He asked the question, why not? That's going to be more later on. Why? Tanya Chavosi did not Kesta. Kol Eilu Shabbat in Malikim Ben B'Shabbat, Malikim Ben B'Yomtev. Chutz V'Shemen Shreifa, if you ain't Saifim Kodashim B'Yomtev, you're not allowed to burn Shemen Shreifa B'Yomtev. Why not? What's the reason why you're not allowed to burn Shemen Shreifa B'Yomtev? What's talk of the reason? So here it says, Kishadosh B'Psukim B'Gvor Lehalon, and that later on, V'Shem Nisparhat, Shemitam Zeg, Osa Gam Levar Tuma Tumeya B'Yomtev. Okay, the Gemara is a drasha. It's a drasha. I don't know what the drasha is. This is sugya later on, coming up not so far ahead. It's a drasha, and that drasha applies to truma as well. So that is the Gemara's maskana. We'll stop over here. The Gemara we learned today, the sugya of shemen sreifa. Shemen sreifa, you're not allowed to burn shemen sreifa on Shabbos because shema yate. Shema yate. And the second time is no, you are allowed to burn Shemen Shreifa B'Yomtev. And when it says in the Mishnah, it's a pillow, the Mishnah then is going, we're discussing the case of the Mishnah, discussing a very bizarre case. Who noticed? The case of the Mishnah is going, B'Yomtev, Shechaliyos Erev Shabbos Askinan. So you're lighting Shabbos candles late Friday afternoon,
right?
And it's Yom Tov, so you can't light like this year. This year it's Mamish. This year, there's a 3-day Yom Tov, So the second day of Yom Tov is Friday, and on the Friday afternoon you're going to be lighting Shabbos candles. So you're not allowed to light this year Shabbos with Truma Tanea. Why not? Because truma, you're not allowed to burn Kodashim on Yom Tov. That's the case of the Mishnah. But if, let's say, it would be an ordinary Friday, according to the second answer, you would be permitted to light on an ordinary Friday with Shemen Sereifa. Why? You're allowed to derive benefit of the burning of the Shemen. That you're allowed to do. That's not a prohibition. Okay? Mitzvah Slav Lechanes Nitnu. You're allowed to derive benefit when the illumination, because there's no question that the nearest of Shabbos, you must be able to derive benefit. You're allowed to derive benefit from the Shemen Sereifa. Since Mitzvosai B'Kach, okay, with the lumness of exactly why, I'm not clear, but you're allowed to derive benefit when you burn the nearest of Shemen Sereifa, but the only concern it might be Shemayata. If you hold Shemayata, in the Mishnah's case, going even when it's a regular Friday night. If you have no choice but to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. We're discussing a very rare instance of where Erev Shabbos is also Yom Tov. So when you light the candles Friday afternoon for those last few minutes, those 18 minutes, you're being nichshol in Isur of lighting a Shemen Kodashim, Shemen of Truma, which is Kodashim, on Yom Tov. So those last 18 minutes are going to be problematic, and that is why you have no choice but not to use Shemen Shreifa.